Afrofuturism has been an emerging subgenre within both music and literature, and it's been rewriting the rules of engagement for how those of the African diaspora are perceived. With the release of Where It Rains in Color, author and novelist Denise Crittenden hopes to add a colorful mosaic to the genre while reimagining beauty stereotypes among Black women. I spoke with Crittenden about her foray into Afrofuturism and how she hopes to impact readers through her novel. Fueled by vibrant characters and a multi-variegated plotline, the book Where It Rains in Color is an ambitious widescreen journey that reimagines beauty standards and its relation to the African diaspora, while rethinking the systemic nature of its cultural origins. Crittenden's novel emerged from an initiative designed to spotlight prolific Black voices.
Right, well, during the aftermath or in the midst of the George Floyd Black Lives Matter riots, publishing companies across the country and beyond, I guess all over the world, were beginning to think about, you know, the messages that they were sending out into the world about Black lives. And Angry Robot Books, which is my publisher, decided to start an initiative called Black Voices Matter. They looked at their roster of authors, and they have, I'm going to say roughly now, around 130 something authors, and realized that they didn't have a good sampling. So under this initiative, they put out a request, open submission, and they were looking at material from around the world from Black authors. I am excited to say that I was the first Black author selected, but I was selected under that initiative, and I'm excited, especially too, because they got, they understood my vision. When I told people about Where It Rains in Color and that dark skin was being celebrated and all of that, they were like, oh, come on, Denise, you think they're gonna publish that? Well, I'm here to say that Angry Robot Books and their effort to support the mission of Black Voices Matter, they loved the idea and they loved the title of the book.
The seeds for Where It Rains in Color came from several different experiences. A combination of a dream, a lecture Crittenden attended on melanin, her own personal observations on the marginalization of Black women, and most notably, a year-long stint in the country of Zimbabwe on the continent of Africa. Several elements from her stay in Africa were incorporated into the book.
When I was in Zimbabwe, and I spent a year in Zimbabwe under a fellowship sponsored by the Rotary Foundation, I was a reporter for the Detroit News at the time, took a leave of absence and did that. I didn't really know that I was going to come back with this kind of rich legacy or this inspired imagination. I've always had a way out imagination, but I didn't realize at the time how much it was being influenced. So when readers pick up Where It Rains in Color, they're going to notice that when the inhabitants of Swazembe, the clairvoyant inhabitants, connect with the ancestors, they go into trances. That's something I learned about when I was in Zimbabwe, because it's something they talked about all the time. And they talk about it really matter-of-factly, the way you and I would talk about what we had for breakfast. Like it was just that way. In Zimbabwe, there were these beautiful jacaranda trees that I just love so much. There are jacaranda trees on Swazembe. That's not an accident. And in Zimbabwe also, there were these boulders. They call them the balancing rocks. And they're these huge boulders that are sitting on top of one another. It almost looks like they could tip over at any minute, but they don't. And they're just kind of like fascinating. I don't know why, it's hard to describe. Well, I have those in the novel as well. So I see little bits and pieces, you know, in terms of tradition, the women all over Africa have a habit or tendency in the villages only of doing something called ululating. I found that so fascinating. It's similar to what the Native Americans did when they would make the noise, the chanting. That's in the novel. But the novel actually was inspired by a dream. That's what makes it interesting. But over the years, because I didn't get a chance to write the novel right away. As the ideas were percolating, I was pulling from my experience in Zimbabwe, my experience attending a melanin lecture in Detroit, and what I was observing in terms of what I felt was the Black women continually being marginalized. All that came together in the form of one fantasy novel.
As a respected veteran scribe, Crittenden previously enjoyed a noted career in journalism, writing for various metropolitan daily news institutions, such as the Detroit News, along with 10 years as editor-in-chief of two magazines, one national, the NAACP Crisis Magazine, and another, a regional one, the African American Family Magazine, in her hometown of Detroit, where she was a major thought leader and influencer on African American culture and thought style. Those experiences would equip her with the necessary tools that would play a major role in writing a detailed story with authenticity.
As a journalist, you tap into so many different worlds and so many different realities. As a Detroit News reporter, I can remember being sent out on assignments and interviewing people who were enduring ordeals I'd never even considered possible. I've been around people when they were at their lowest in terms of their life experience, and I've interviewed people in terms of being at their highest. So we've gone from interviewing people whose children were murdered, I hate to say that, to interviewing contestants at a Miss America pageant, the highs and the lows. And then from there, working for a national magazine like the Crisis Magazine, and then coming back to Detroit and editing African American Family Magazine and tapping into what the Black family needed. So it just enriched me as a person. And when your mind is really on fire, then yeah, no telling what you might produce.
Where It Rains in Color tells a story of an abundantly beautiful utopia, Swazembe, which is the vacation epicenter of the galaxy with its waterless seas, ebullient neon vapors, and where residents are transported from place to place on a beautiful gale force wind known as the Sweep. Tourists come to see the beautiful planet as well as the beautiful Lalila, a 50-year-old who looks 19, whose radiance has earned her the designation of Rare Indigo, the most beautiful woman in the galaxy, with midnight color skin that literally shimmers. Her peace and radiance is shattered when she is infected with a fatal skin disease and begins hearing voices in her head. She flees and during her exodus awakens to her destiny, which completely changes her life. Crittenden hopes that readers can identify with the novel and take several things away from it.
I hope readers decide that Africa is beautiful. Now, I started writing Where It Rains in Color long before Black Panther, long before I knew Black Panther would exist. I'm so glad Black Panther exists because they've opened that door. And now people of all races have a framework of African culture being enchanting. But they think it's all Wakanda. I'm hoping that some of Africa that's exposed in Where It Rains in Color will be even more insight. This is real. The Dagon are real. If you go to Africa, there's so much wisdom, so much beauty, so much resplendent culture. You will not be disappointed if you give it a chance. So I'm hoping people take that away. But I also really hope, and I sound like a broken record when I say this because I state all the time, but I hope they understand that we do not see with our eyes. We, meaning all of us, see through the lens of social conditioning. So if you're looking at anything and you're deciding, oh, that's gorgeous, or that's this, that's what you've been taught, whether you realize it or not. And I'm hoping that they get that, because I'm flipping beauty standards. But I'm also saying that in their reality, where they have not had the exposure as the melanin bearers of Earth, they have not had that exposure, they have no reason to question that midnight dark skin that shimmers and shines isn't a standard of beauty. Why would they? because they don't have the social conditioning. And that aspect of the novel comes out in other ways too, but I'm trying to convey that message.
While awash in science fiction fantasy, the novel is an Afrofuturist empowerment tome for women of color, especially as it relates to their physical attributes.
As you know, the genre I'm writing in is, the novel is a science fiction fantasy hybrid, but it falls under the category of Afrofuturism. And when you write Afrofuturism, you look at our past, you look at our present, but you project ahead to see what, to perceive something more beautiful. I believe that as writers or artists, and I have this favorite quote that the past may be stained, but the future is absolutely spotless. So I believe that as artists, we're looking at this blank canvas, right? And we can picture anything we want. So why take the pain of the past into the future? So what I'm doing, if it's metaphorically or if it's direct, what I'm doing is creating a better reality for African Americans, where we are, or not African Americans, people of African descent, the African diaspora, where we are the leaders of the galaxy, and where melanin is something that's admired all over the galaxy. In this novel, it's admired. And it's important for me to make this point that Lalila, with her dark shimmering skin, is revered not despite the fact that she's dark. She's revered because she's dark. And so that's what I'm doing, is I'm flipping it. And that's the Afrofuturistic aspect of this, because I feel like I'm lifting Black women up to a greater glory.
While Crittenden continues to write, she hopes that the path she's blazing will motivate other young writers of color to explore writing in the Afrofuturist genre.
I would advise them, Chris, to just write, and keep writing, and not to give up on an idea because someone else debunks that idea or says it's ridiculous. If that's what you want to write, if that's your vision, follow that vision. Don't let anyone else tell you what you should be focusing on. And don't always try to replicate what already exists. Don't reinvent the wheel. Get out there and create something new. Toni Morrison once said, if there's a book that you want to read and it hasn't been written yet, then guess what? Maybe that's your assignment. Where It Rains in Color was the book I wanted to read. It didn't exist, so I guess that was my assignment.
Where It Rains in Color is the first for Crittenden on Angry Robot Books. Visit angryrobotbooks.com for further information. This has been your edition of Mic Check. For the Progressive Underground, my name is Chris Campbell, and we'll see you next time.